morning and welcome to the presents. Woo! It's Christmas Eve, y'all. Yes. God is good. Everybody ready for Christmas? I know you are. Lord Jesus, y'all pray for the Frugé household. I got stories. All right. Welcome those of you in-house, those of you watching live stream, welcome to our Christmas Eve service. Thank you for joining us this morning. Come on, stand on your feet. We're going to sing. Woo, we're going to sing Christmas songs. Here we go.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come.
Come on, sing.
Let
yeah.
To worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He's worthy, he's worthy. Oh, he's worthy, he's worthy. You are Alpha and Omega. Come on, say. You're Alpha.
You are Alpha.
Come on.
And Omega. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be.
We give.
Oh,
say you are Alpha.
You are Alpha.
And Omega.
And Omega.
Hallelujah.
We worship.
Say that again. You are Alpha.
You are Alpha
and Omega.
And Omega.
Hallelujah.
We worship you, my Lord.
Hey.
You are worthy to be praised.
Oh, we give you all.
We give you all.
Him all the glory. It all belongs to Him. We woke up this morning because it's Him, because He allowed us to. He allowed us to see another day, oh God. So God, we thank You, oh Lord God. We beseech You, oh Lord God, for the mercy of God, that we present our body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is our reasonable act of service, oh Lord God. But being not transformed to this world, but being renewed by the washing of our mind, oh Lord God. So Father, we thank You, oh God, for another day, oh God. We thank You, oh Lord God, because You are glorious, oh God, and mighty, oh God, and You're worthy to be praised, oh Lord God. Father, we come into an end of a season, oh God, or an end of an era, oh God, but we say, oh Lord God, Lord, You be lifted up today, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord. Father, You are the reason for the season, oh God. Your child, Your son died on the cross, oh God, that we may have life, oh Lord God, and that we may have life abundantly, oh God. So today we thank You, oh God. We thank You, Heavenly Father, oh God, for Your son who died on the cross, oh God, for our sins, oh God, for our sickness, oh God. And Father, today we say hallelujah, oh God. We say glory to Your name today, oh God. We thank You, Heavenly Father, oh God. Father, we pray today, oh Lord God. We pray, oh Lord God, that
that the true meaning of Christmas, oh God, would be reborn, oh God, would come to life, oh God, and that we would know, oh God, it was just because of you, oh God. It was because of your Son, oh Lord God, that you sent to earth, oh God, that we would understand, oh God, the true, oh God, knowing it's you, oh God, that we live, we move, we have our being today. Father, we pray, oh Lord God, we pray for our families, oh God. We pray for our loved ones, oh God. But we ask, oh God, even in this season, oh God, even in this time, oh God, of depression, oh Lord God, we ask that you lift us up, oh God, that you send, oh God, a peace, oh Lord God, that passes all understanding, oh God. We come against any principalities, oh God, anything that would stop the word of God from manifesting, oh God. We come against the spirit of happy holidays, but it's a merry Christmas, oh God, because your word, oh God, is Christ, oh Lord God, and it's Christ that we live, we move, oh God, that we have our beings today, oh God. Father, we pray for our country today, oh God. We pray for Israel today, oh God. Father, we pray for peace, oh Lord God, on our nations, oh Lord God. We pray for our governments, oh God. We pray for, oh Lord God, for our leaders, oh God, that make decisions today, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, oh God. We honor you today, oh God. We praise you right now, oh Lord God. Even the word, oh God, that the pastor bring forth, oh God, let our hearts be open and ready to receive, oh God, what thus said the word, oh God. And we'll take it back, oh God. We'll take it to our lands, our highways and byways, oh God. And we say, thus said the Lord, oh God. And we just thank you, Heavenly Father. We come against anything that's not like you today, oh God. We unction in the Holy Spirit today, oh God. And we just say thank you, Lord God. Thank you, hallelujah, Father. We thank you, oh God, for another year, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Someone didn't wake up this morning, but we thank you, oh Lord God, that we can say good morning, oh God. Hallelujah, and thank you, Jesus, oh Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And we don't take it for granted today, God. We just thank you right now. We give all the honor, all the glory, yeah, all the power to you, our King of Kings and our Lord of Lords, and oh God, in Jesus' mighty name we thank you. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give the Lord another hand praise. God is good. Amen. Come on, let's take this time and do our affirmation prayer. Everyone together. Father, I thank you that as I delight myself in you, you will give me the desires of my heart, because you are a rewarder of those who diligently seek you. I will not lose heart or give up, because I can do all things through you who strengthens me, and I will reap in my due season if I do not get weary in doing good. Father, I decree, according to 3 John 2, that in every area of my life, I am prospering and I am in good health, even as my soul prospers. I am free from pain, sickness, and disease, and I walk in divine health. Therefore now let it please thee to bless the house of thy servant, that it may continue forever before thee. For thou, O Lord God, hast spoken it, and with thy blessing let the house of thy servant be blessed forever. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Are you glad to be in the house of the Lord this morning? Well, praise the Lord. We ain't heard it like that in a minute, huh? Well, we're so glad that each and every one of you are here this morning. Anyone here for the first time? Is this your first time? No first-time visitors? Awesome. Well, just welcome everyone who's in-house, those who are viewing live stream, Facebook Live, YouTube. Welcome to the presence. Merry Christmas Eve to you all. We know that Jesus indeed is the reason for the season, and we don't want to lose sight of that in all the shopping and, you know, making sure you get every meal prep right. We want to make Jesus the center of this season. Amen. They belong to me.
Well, all right, so I want to bring up our grandchildren. All 10 of them are here. Corey was here, but Corey's, but come on up, come on up. We got 9 of them here. We got 9 of them. All right, oldest to youngest. Yeah, all 10 of our grandkids are at our house right now. Oldest to youngest. All right, are we in the right order? Wait. Come here. Stand right here. Stand right there. Yes. Stand right there. Right here. All right. Is this the right order? Because I don't know. All right. So Layla told me how to do this. All right. So this is what she said. All right. So we're gonna just ask for their names. We're proud grandparents. And just want to say that we've got Cambry's here. And she has number 11 with her in her belly. And then we've got Michael and Lindsay. Wave your hand. Michael and Lindsay are here. All right. This is number 1. What's up, man? All right. Give your name and your age.
My name is Noah Signs, and I'm 15.
My name is Elijah Signs, and I'm 13.
Why are you trying to talk all deep?
I'm Alexis Rouget, and I'm 12.
My name is Judas Signs, and I'm 11.
My name is Isaiah Signs, and I'm 8.
My name is Layla Antoine, and I'm 7.5.
My name is Abigail Signs, and I'm 6.5.
My name is Tanner Friday, and I'm 6.5.
My name is Addy Ha.
How old are you, Addy?
3.
All right. So, love them. Eating us out of house and home. We're going to have a great time. Let's give a hand to our grandkids. Love them so much. All right. Y'all can have a seat. Love y'all. And with that, we will dismiss our children. All y'all. All 9 of y'all go. No. And Corey wasn't in here, but how old is Corey? Corey's 3, too. All right. All the young kids, all the 0 to 10s, we're going to go with Miss Wesley. Boy, you should have been at our house last night. Woo! Before they all got there, it was it Thursday night? Friday night. I was at home by myself. And I was cooking dinner, and had my little jazz music playing in the kitchen. It was just me, just nice and peaceful. Next thing you know, and Chris looked at me and said, "Man, the quiet is over. It's over." But it's good. It's a good chaos, if you want to call it that. All right, thank you. I'm up soon. All right, here we go.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yonder. Thank you.
came for you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Look at somebody and say, Merry Christmas. Come on, look at somebody else and say, Merry Christmas. Thank you, singers. We had a bit of a skeleton crew today, but they did all right. All right. Well, we made it through another Christmas production. Three nights, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Everything went well. We got great reports and responses and reviews, and appreciate all the hard work of everybody. I love production time, or when we do either an Easter or Christmas, because it gives us an opportunity to reach out to our community and invite them in. And we had quite a few visitors that came through the house, came into the house. And so that's always a good thing. Amen? We met some people, some first-time people that came into our house for the first time. Listen, we just want to get them here. And once they get here, then it's up to the Lord what he does. Amen? So I encourage you to invite people to our church. Invite people to our church. Want to just mention to you that next Sunday is the last Sunday of 2023. It is the 31st, and we are going. It's a fifth Sunday, so we're going to do nothing but worship. Man, I tell you what, I wouldn't miss next Sunday. And we're also going to do communion, take communion, and just kind of in 23 with some praise and worship and have communion together. It's going to be a great time. Come dress casual, and we're going to have a good time in God's presence, and then looking forward towards the first year of the year, January the 7th, first Sunday of the new year, and that service, we always have something for the adults and the kids. Don't know what that's going to be, but just come. Don't miss that. All right? You ready for the word of the Lord? Listen, we had something happen this week just by way of testimony. I just want to share a testimony that I don't know, many of you probably don't know that we have been having issues with our soundboard. And we knew that it was a sort of, we were planning to replace it in January. And I got a call from Johnny, I believe it was on this past Wednesday. He said, Pastor, he said, it's dead. I'm like, what? It took a dirt. Yeah, he said it took a dirt nap. And I'm like, look, man, just talk to me in English. So he said the board is dead. And so the power supply, it was dead. So we basically had a few days to find a replacement board, which is not always an easy thing. But you know what? You know what? Your pastor knows people. It's good to develop relationships with people, and so I called a guy, and he said, Pastor, well, I think I might have something that you could use, and so Johnny and I went and picked it up Friday, right? So our old board went out on Wednesday, and by Friday afternoon, we were picking up a replacement board, and there it is back there. God is good. Just want to, by way of testimony, so we may... we're actually just kind of renting this right now because we're just trying to, we know what we want to, we had a particular board in mind that we wanted to purchase. And so we're just kind of figuring out what we're going to do. But anyway, God is good. And all the time. All right. Are you ready for the word of the Lord? Turn with me to Matthew, the second chapter. And get that ready, Johnny. I'm going to call for it here in just a second. Matthew, the second chapter. Lift that Bible up or your phone, whatever you have, and just say this, I will not be destroyed for lack of knowledge. Come on, say it again. I will not be destroyed for lack of knowledge. Father, thank you for your word today. Thank you that you are speaking in this house, and I pray, Lord, that you would we would have ears to hear what you have to say. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. You can end that music. And I just want to just give a shout-out greeting to Kevin's son, Kevin, Good to see you, man. And all right, so Matthew 2, verse 10. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. Everybody say great joy. After coming into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell to the ground and worshipped him. Then, opening their treasures, they presented to him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned by God in a dream not to return to Herod, the Magi, the wise men, the kings, left for their own country by another way. I want to use as a subject this morning, Merry Christmas. Everybody say Merry Christmas. Look at somebody and say Merry Christmas. I heard somebody just a few minutes ago saying Merry Christmas. That's all good. That's all good. Christmas is the time, to remember and celebrate the coming of the Savior, Jesus Christ, to this earth to change our lives, to turn our lives from a lives of despair into lives of joy. How many of you are thankful that he came? He came to bring us joy. Come on, somebody shout joy. Somebody shout Merry Christmas. Yeah, so Jesus came to earth to turn our sorrow into joy. I love the Christmas season. I love the joy of the season. It just it's so good to reflect on Jesus coming to the earth. There's a video that we show every Christmas for the last I don't know how many years. It's just, you know, are you ready? I love this video. Roll it.
I mean, can you even imagine what it would have been like to have been born in a manger?
Yeah, I know. I wonder whatever happened to baby Jesus.
Well, he grew up. You knew that, right?
Yeah. Wait. Are you telling me that baby Jesus from the Christmas story is the same guy as the adult walk on water Jesus?
Yes.
It's the same guy?
Yeah.
I just never put those two concepts together before. Well, I wonder whatever happened to him.
You know about the whole cross thing, right?
That's the same guy? Come on. Baby Jesus was the Jesus on the cross.
What? I mean, there was some time in between. But yeah, he was born and he grew up and taught people. And then he died on the cross. And then he rose again. And now he lives in our hearts.
Wait, that's the same guy. The Jesus that lives in our hearts. I guess sometimes, you know, I forget to put two and two together.
I guess.
It's almost as if we need to stop seeing Christmas as an isolated event and see it as more of a continuous story of our salvation.
Yeah, actually, that's exactly right.
Is this the same guy? Same guy.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Look at the person next to you. Say it's the same guy. Same guy. I love. Okay, so God gave me some unexpected joy yesterday. I was in Walmart yesterday. I was telling some of the kids this at the house. I was in Walmart yesterday, just minding my own business, and there was this sister on the phone. Now y'all know what I mean when I say sister, right? I don't have to. Okay, all right. Yeah. So she's. She was on the phone, but she had her earbuds and whatever, so she was just talking, you know, like she was talking to herself, but she was actually talking to somebody, and whoever she was talking to was telling her, you know, you just kind of surmise what the situation was based on what she was saying, and she was right earshot of me, so it wasn't like I had to eavesdrop. She was dropping the eaves into me, so whoever she was talking to was somebody. I would say maybe maybe her child or something like that, who was telling her about a guy, who was trying to interject what should happen during Christmas and what should be done and what should happen, et cetera, et cetera. Because all I know is that this is what I heard. Tell him to call me. Tell him to call me. He didn't help with school. He didn't help with that. He didn't help. Tell him to call me. Because he ain't paid nothing on nothing. And when she said he ain't paid nothing on nothing, I just lost it. I mean, I don't know who bro was, but he in trouble. Because he ain't paid nothing on nothing. I was in Walmart literally on my cart just crying. Oh, my God. Everybody say joy, joy, joy. Look at somebody and just say Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. See, here's the thing. This is a joyful season. Because the Savior came and rescued us. It's joyful. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Thank you, Michael. Yeah. And heaven and nature see. Tis the season to be jolly. I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Down in my heart. Down in my heart. I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Down in my heart too. Well, here's one for the older. Joy bells keep ringing in my soul. Well, joy bells keep ringing in my soul. Oh, yeah. Joy bells keep ringing. Joyful, joyful, we adore thee, God of glory, Lord of love. Hearts unfold like flowers before thee. Hail thee as the sun above. Melt the clouds of sin and sadness. Drive the dark of doubt away. Giver of immortal gladness. There's the joy. Fill us with the light of day. You give me joy. Down deep in my, come on, say it. Down deep in my soul, down deep. Do you have the joy of the Lord down deep in your soul? Because Jesus came. Everybody shout Merry Christmas. So now, you know, it's good to understand things and understand the origin and different things like that. And so we say Merry Christmas because Jesus brought us joy unspeakable and full of his glory. As a matter of fact, when the angel appeared to the shepherds in Luke 2:9 says, the glory of the Lord shined all around them. That was the joy. The angel even brought that joy. The angel brought that joy to the shepherds, even though they initially were in fear. But he said, do not be in fear. The glory of the Lord. The glory of the Lord comes to give you joy. The glory of the Lord comes to give you peace. The glory of the Lord comes to let you know that you can make it. Joy you can't explain. That's Christmas joy. Yes, we know that Christ, the word Christ, means the Messiah, which points to the Savior saving the world and what it took to save the world. And Mass refers to the Eucharist or the Last Supper, which is the remembrance of Christ's death. We understand that. So technically, one could say that Merry Christmas basically means Merry Death of Christ. We understand that. We're not ignorant of those things. However, in its most simple form, the word Mass means to gather together, a gathering together of people, a coming together of people. On the night Jesus, the Christ, the Messiah, was born, there was a gathering together of people to celebrate the arrival of our deliverer to the earth. So when I say, when we say Merry Christmas, I'm inviting you to join with me, to mass together with me in the joy and celebration of our Savior and King coming to the earth. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Let's remember the goodness of the Lord. Let's remember together that he came. Let's be joyful together. Merry Christmas. I say Merry Christmas because I'm filled with joy over the fact that Jesus came. And I want you to experience that same joy. That's why we say it. Because we want people to experience the same joyfulness that we have. People that aren't saved, people that don't know the Lord, don't understand the joy of the Lord. They don't understand that this season is all about him. Without Christ, there is no Christmas. Jesus is the only reason for the season. Now, we'll celebrate his death and resurrection at Easter. But now, I'm just glad he came. I'm joyful at the fact that he came. And that's what I mean when I say Merry Christmas, because we have something to be merry about. We have something to be happy about. We have something to be joyful about. Proverbs 17:22 says, a merry heart doth good like medicine. Come on, look at somebody and smile them and say Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas. Now notice in our text in Matthew 2:11, I'll read it again. And after coming into the house, they saw the child and with Mary, his mother, and they fell to the ground and worshipped him. Notice that the first thing the Magi did when they saw Jesus was to fall down and worship him. That's the first thing that they did. I got some breaking news. Y'all want some breaking news? Here's the breaking news. There most probably were not three kings. Probably wasn't. Back in those days, these wise men or magi, they traveled in larger groups, around 12 or so. So we might need to change that song to from We Three Kings to We 12 Kings. I think it still might work. There were three gifts, but there most probably weren't three kings. Yeah. But the first thing that these kings did was fall down and worship Jesus. True worship always begins with the right posture. And not so much physical, but your heart, the posture of your heart. You can't come to Christ, you can't approach God with a prideful heart. You have to be humbled, right? So it's the true worship always begins with the right posture, a humbled heart, an acknowledgement of who God is. When you come into the presence of a king, the first thing you do is you bow and you pay homage, fully acknowledging that you are in the presence of a king. Jesus said in John 4:24, God is spirit, and those who worship him, those who pay homage, those who acknowledge, must worship, not can if you want to, must worship in spirit and in truth. That word spirit literally means full acknowledgement of who God is. Truth means full acknowledgement of who you not. When you come to God, you must do two things. You must fully acknowledge who God is. That he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He is Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. You must acknowledge who he is. And in doing that, you must also acknowledge who you are not. You are not all that and a bag of chips. No, you're not. You're not. Without him, you're nothing. We're nothing. So that's what spirit and truth means. And when you come into the presence of the King, you must acknowledge. That's what the Magi did. They acknowledged. Jesus said in John 24, God is spirit, right? God doesn't want your gift without your acknowledgement. Say that again. God doesn't want your gift without your acknowledgement. Worship gets you in the right frame of spirit to offer your gifts. After the Magi worshiped, then they opened their treasures. The reason why they were able to open their treasures is you truly can't give anything to God until you first acknowledge him. Because when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he is and all that he has done for me, then my soul cries out, hallelujah. I can truly praise him when I acknowledge him. All you got to do is start thinking on his goodness. All you have to do is start thinking about how great he is to you, how good he is to you. And next thing you know, you're lifting your hands thinking, ooh, thank the Lord. The giving of our gifts is a continuation of the worship that began with acknowledging who God is. True worship causes you to open your treasure or open your heart. That's true worship. Because where your treasure is, come on, there will your heart also be. Your treasure is your heart, really your life. Romans 12 and 1 says, therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. So after they acknowledged the King of Kings, after bowing and paying homage, then they opened their treasures. They had come from miles, days, to give to the King. What can I give? All you've done for me. What can I say to how you've set me free? What can I do to show my gratitude? Lord, you've been so good to me. I lift my hands in praise to thee. I thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your mercy.
The sinner woman came into the presence of Jesus and she broke her alabaster box. What do you have to break before the Lord? What do you have to give to the Lord? What do you have to offer to the Lord? Song, old song said, what shall I render? Is that right? Tell me, what shall I give? What shall I render unto God for all his blessings?
Yeah.
Ask the Lord today, Lord, what can I give you? Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. Live for you alone, every breath that I take, every moment I'm away. Lord, have your way in me. So the Magi opened their treasures and they gave three gifts. Gold, which represents the deity and purity of God. Frankincense, which symbolizes worship, prayer, and devotion. It's the fragrance of our lives being lifted up to God. It's as a sacrifice to God, which points to the sacrifice that Jesus would make. As a matter of fact, frankincense was a white resin that was taken from the wounds of a tree. Isn't that awesome? Taken from the wounds of a tree. Jesus was going to be lifted up on a tree in just 33 and a half years. Then myrrh, a fragrant perfume that symbolizes the joy of life, but also the foreshadowing of death, because it was myrrh that was also used to embalm Jesus' body after his death. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. During this Christmas season, today is obviously Christmas Eve, tomorrow is Christmas, and we're so excited to have our children and grandchildren at our house, but we will take a moment tomorrow morning. Whenever they get up, it might be 11:59, but it'll still be morning. We're gonna read the Christmas story. We're going to remind our children the reason for the season, because it's important. And so we take our time, and then we give gifts of worship and thankfulness. All right, I'll close with this. Matthew, in our text, Matthew the second chapter, I just want to encourage you with this. Verse 12, Matthew 2:12 says, "And having been warned by God in a dream not to return to Herod, the Magi left for their own country by another way." God warned them. And I believe God is saying to us to take another route in 2024. Take another route in 2024. Whatever that means to you, maybe another route emotionally, maybe another route physically, maybe another route changing some things spiritually. The enemy, listen, the enemy pretty much knows your routine. He already knows your routine. It's time to change things up. I'm thinking about movies like when somebody is casing out, you know, somebody that they're wanting to eliminate. They take pictures and they wait. They see where you go every day, what you go for coffee, what where you go mentally, what ticks you off, what he knows. I encourage you, and I'm encouraging myself. I'm already writing some things down. Okay, what am I going to do different in 2024? Change your route. It's my encouragement to you. Because the enemy already knows. He thinks. So begin even now to say, okay, what am I going to do? Just, and listen, sometimes it's just a little, sort of just a little tweak here and there to get you more on target to where God wants you to be. Expect God. We mentioned this, I believe it was the week before last, because the angel came to Mary and told her what was going to happen. You're going to bring forth the Christ child. And she said, how can this be, you know, seeing I am a virgin? And the angel said, the Holy Spirit is going to come upon you. And basically the angel was telling her that you're getting ready to go into some areas, some virgin territory. Expect God in 2024 to take you into some virgin territory, maybe some areas that you weren't expecting. Expect God to stretch you a little bit in 2024. Cameron probably saying, I'm already stretched. When are you due, sweetheart? February 5th. Okay, listen, I want everybody right now to point their hands toward Cambry in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for touching her body right now. We thank you, Lord, for a healthy baby, a healthy mommy. And we just thank you, Lord, for the blessing that you have in her that is healthy. And we thank you for the day when you release that blessing into the world. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Everybody say Merry Christmas. All right, well, that's all I have to say about that. Put those hands together and give God praise for his word. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Listen, take time to laugh. Take time to laugh. I love our people here at the church. Everybody, just the connection, the way we communicate with each other. You got people coming with reindeer sweaters on today. I don't know what Ollie's trying to do. I love him. God is good. I said God is good. And we have a lot to be thankful for. We have a lot to just be joyful about. And I also want to pray for our daughter, oldest daughter, Therese. She is back at home. She's not feeling well. I just want to pray for her right now. Lord, I just pray blessings on Therese right now, that you would touch her body, her mind, her soul, her spirit. Encourage her this morning in the name of the Lord. Thank you, God, that you are in control of her life. You are in control. And we thank you, God, for touching her and blessing her. We pray the joy of the Lord over her, the peace of the Lord over her, in the name of Jesus. Come on, while I'm praying, if you know somebody that needs that, that needs the joy of the Lord, come on, you might need it. Lord, thank you for the joy. Begin to just pray and thank the Lord for the joy, for the Merry Christmas of this season. God, we pray that on each one. I pray that on each person in this room, all those that are watching via live stream and Facebook. God, I pray that your joy would be unspeakable and full of glory, and touch every person under the sound of my voice in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for it. Thank you for it in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Come on, put those hands together one more time. Give God praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, well, we're gonna release you to go and how many of you got to do some last-minute Christmas shopping? All right, I'm going to the house. I'm going to the house. God is good. Oh, yeah, we do. Y'all want to take the offering? Maybe we don't. It's up to y'all. We don't. No, I'm just kidding. Let's prepare our hearts to give to the Lord and thank God for his blessings. Thank God that we are a blessed church and we were able to give extra to some of our missions this year, as we always do, and that's because of your faithfulness to the ministry. This is great ground, and we thank God for that. And so prepare your hearts, and when you're ready, let's, whatever you have, just lift it up. Maybe you're giving on your phone, or you have something here that you're going to give. Father, thank you that here at the Presence, we are extravagant, bountiful, cheerful givers. Thank you, God. The seed that leaves our hand never leaves our life, but it goes into our future and it multiplies. Thank you, Lord, that we're blessed to be a blessing. Come on, say, I'm blessed to be a blessing. Say it again, I'm blessed to be a blessing. So, God, we give you praise and thanks for the seeds that are sown into this ministry. And we thank you, Lord, for your blessings in our lives individually and collectively as a church body. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Give to the Lord cheerfully. All right. Don't you forget it. Jesus is the reason. Yes, he is. Well, we look forward to seeing you all next Sunday for our last service of the year. There will not be any Wednesday night, obviously. But just enjoy time with family and pray that you have a merry, merry, merry Christmas. Stand on your feet. We're going to go home. Lift those hands toward heaven. I give the blessing found in Deuteronomy 1 and 11. May the Lord, the God of your fathers, increase you 1,000-fold more than you are and bless you just as he has promised you. God bless you. We love you. We'll see you real soon at the Presence. Bye. Did you hear that when I was singing? Did Johnny didn't hear it? What was it? Huh? It's fully charged. Okay, just want to make sure y'all knew.